Mightn't Pascal have been better off wagering on no god at all, rather than on the wrong god? Indeed, doesn't the sheer number of potential gods and goddesses on whom one might bet vitiate Pascal's whole logic? Pascal was probably joking when he promoted his wager, just as I'm joking in my dismissal of it. But I have encountered people, for example, in the question session after a lecture, who have seriously advanced Pascal's wager as an argument in favour of believing in God, so it was right to give it a brief airing here. Is it possible, finally, to argue for a sort of anti-Pascal wager? Suppose we grant that there is indeed some small chance that God exists. Nevertheless, it could be said that you will lead a better, fuller life if you bet on his not existing than if you bet on his existing, and therefore squander your precious time on worshipping him, sacrificing to him, fighting and dying for him, etc. I won't pursue the question here, but readers might like to bear it in mind when we come to later chapters on the evil consequences that can flow from religious belief and observance. Bayesian arguments. I think the oddest case I have seen attempted for the existence of God is the Bayesian argument recently put forward by Stephen Unwin in The Probability of God. I hesitated before including this argument, which is both weaker and less hallowed by antiquity than others. Unwin's book, however, received considerable journalistic attention when it was published in 2003, and it does give the opportunity to bring some explanatory threads together. I have some sympathy with his aims because, as argued in Chapter 2, I believe the existence of God as a scientific hypothesis is, at least in principle, investigable. Also, Unwin's quixotic attempt to put a number on the probability is quite agreeably funny.
The book's subtitle, A Simple Calculation That Proves the Ultimate Truth, has all the hallmarks of a late edition by the publisher, because such overweening confidence is not to be found in Unwin's text. The book is better seen as a how-to manual, a sort of Bayes' theorem for dummies, using the existence of God as a semi-facetious case study. Unwin could equally well have used a hypothetical murder as his test case to demonstrate Bayes' theorem. The detective marshals the evidence. The fingerprints on the revolver point to Mrs. Peacock. Quantify that suspicion by slapping a numerical likelihood on her. However, Professor Plum had a motive to frame her. Reduce the suspicion of Mrs. Peacock by a corresponding numerical value. The forensic evidence suggests a 70% likelihood that the revolver was fired accurately from a long distance, which argues for a culprit with military training. Quantify our raised suspicion of Colonel Mustard. The Reverend Green has the most plausible motive for murder. Increase our numerical assessment of his likelihood. But the long blonde hair on the victim's jacket could only belong to Miss Scarlet. And so on. A mix of more or less subjectively judged likelihoods churns around in the detective's mind, pulling him in different directions. Bayes' theorem is supposed to help him to a conclusion. It is a mathematical engine for combining many estimated likelihoods and coming up with a final verdict, which bears its own quantitative estimate of likelihood. But of course, that final estimate can only be as good as the original numbers fed in. These are usually subjectively judged, with all the doubts that inevitably flow from that. The Geigo principle, garbage in, garbage out, is applicable here. And in the case of Unwin's God example, applicable is too mild a word.
Unwin is a risk management consultant who carries a torch for Bayesian inference as against rival statistical methods. He illustrates Bayes' theorem by taking on not a murder, but the biggest test case of all, the existence of God. The plan is to start with complete uncertainty, which he chooses to quantify by assigning the existence and non-existence of God a 50% starting likelihood each. Then he lists six facts that might bear on the matter, puts a numerical weighting on each, feeds the six numbers into the engine of Bayes' theorem, and sees what number pops out. The trouble is that, to repeat, the six weightings are not measured quantities, but simply Stephen Unwin's own personal judgments, turned into numbers for the sake of the exercise. The six facts are...
1. We have a sense of goodness. 2. People do evil things. Hitler, Stalin, Saddam Hussein. 3. Nature does evil things, earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes. 4. There might be minor miracles. I lost my keys and found them again. 5. There might be major miracles. Jesus might have risen from the dead.